It was a hot day, so I decided to go in the house to cool off. As I walked up the path to the porch, I thought to myself about how tired I was from putting up a long row of fencing. When I took the first step, the Lord spoke to me. He quietly said, "With each step you have an option to either step up or stumble down." I have thought on and off a long time about that. Every time I walk up or down steps, even to this day, I hear His quiet words. Every step on the stairway is an option to step up or stumble down. Everyone must choose at some point, and possibly, probably, over and over, we are faced with a subtle question when it comes to Jesus. Will you step up or will you stumble down? Is He God or not? I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation, broadcast semi-live from the deck of a rural cafe which overlooks the long green field down to the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. Psalm 118, 20-23. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Who are the peculiar people in 1 Peter 2:9, where it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people for His own possession, that you may claim the excellences of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Check it out, okay? Where it says, "This gate of the Lord," I wonder, who is this gate by which the righteous shall enter? Consider John 10, where Jesus is speaking of Himself. "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He opens not to those who don't know his voice, nor to those who are not his own." And Scripture is pretty specific about that, I'd say. There is an obvious line there, those who belong to the Lord and those who don't. Is you is or is you ain't? If you say you know Jesus and you don't, then you don't. And if you say you know Jesus and you do, then you do. And again in Psalm 118, 20, in that verse where the English word salvation is, the Hebrew word is Yeshua. So it would read, "I thank you that you have answered me and have become my Yeshua." He is our cornerstone, a living cornerstone, the headstone, main stone on which the entire rest of the house is built. And His name is salvation, Jesus, or Yeshua. Ephesians 2, 19-20. "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone." From the beginning, Jesus the name, or Hashem as the Jews would call Him, was a stone chosen by God, a stone who was precious and of infinite worth. Because Jesus came, died for our sins, and rose from the dead, we who believe on His name have also become as living stones, and God builds us up together into a spiritual house. I fully believe that the Christian church is the temple of God, and we, as particular believers, are the stones of which that temple is built. Sadly, I think so much of the church is so very not aware of who they are, The idea that they are part of the building called the church is only a vague concept. Many seem to be able to say the words, appearing with confidence in what was just spoken. But in their heart of hearts, they still act as if they are each a stone as unto themselves. 1 Peter 2:5. You yourselves, like living stones, are built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, this is just the beginning, so put your thinking cap on and let's go together, discovering what God has hidden in his pockets. Don't go away, and I'll be right back.